For $1,000, Allie will paint her individual toes whatever color you want for $1,000. Just say it's for road tripping.
I'm dead. I cannot. Welcome into this edition of Road Trippin' with RJ and Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. It's just me and Channing yet again. Here we are.
Just us.
You are on a little vacay, as we talked about on the last episode.
Let's look at that. Ooh, sun.
Let's have beach. A little. Are you using that telescope?
No, man. My eyeballs are too big for that.
You had to think about that for a second. So let's talk about, I was going to use my phrase right there and I refrained. Let's talk about our fans. Let's take some fan questions on this episode, because I feel like it's a good opportunity since you are enjoying yourself. So I'm just going to give you a bunch of questions and you can.
Here we go. Fans,
okay. All right. Bear Down Skylar wants to know from
obviously
Instagram.
Obviously, she's cool.
It's a man. Bear Down Skylar wants to know your favorite Lou Olsen memory.
Oh boy. After we lost to Illinois, you know, I don't really cry after games, right? I don't really cry because it's just like, either it is or it isn't, right? It's like, could I have done more? Could I didn't? And I felt like, you know what? Like, I had given everything I could to the school. Was I disappointed? Obviously. Was I sad we didn't make the Final Four? Yeah. He put me to a back room and literally gave me, and you know, he always pushed me. And I said this on another episode, I think, I only played 2 years of high school varsity and really kind of bust my ass. And he took a chance on me, like a project. And I trusted him with basically my life. And Richard jokes, it's like Coach O's greatest achievement was Channing Frye. And he probably is right. Because for me to go to what I was sophomore year, to what I was senior year, to what I was my senior year in college, was wild. And I look back like, how the F did I do it? And so afterwards, he just gave me a huge hug and like had a couple tears. And it was just like, I didn't really get it until I get it now that I'm older. And he was like the father figure that everyone talks about, the guy that like is hard on you, but then you want his approval on like how to do things correct. And I think that hug, that moment was my favorite moment with him and I. And then we had some other ones, you know, as another funny one, not as serious, was we're in Australia and it's my 19th birthday. And he's been wine tasting in Australia all day. It's like 1 a.m. and it's my birthday. So I'm smashed, right? So I go to hit the button and I see his big ass paw. Stop the elevator. And I'm like, you know, eyes bloodshot, like dead. And he's red cheeked. He's hammered too. So he looks at me and I look at him and he slowly hits the button. And he was like,
no.
Happy birthday. And then we just don't say anything to each other. And he gets off. And then he plays me the whole game the next day.
No way.
What an asshole. Plays me the whole game. Asshole. But I balled out because I was like, I got to show him I could be responsible. That's the biggest thing. It's like, I got to show him that I can go have a good time, but when you need me, make the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Oh, I love that line, by the way. Those are awesome stories. That's so awesome.
Thank you. I have 1,000 stories.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is actually, it's funny. I have people that come up to me and producer B More with the Lakers. One of my producers, he mentioned this to me the other day because obviously he's a big fan of Road Trippin', but he also listens to the Knuckleheads podcast. And he says that they ask every guest that they have this one question, I believe. And so I thought it would be funny because you'd probably have an interesting response for this. So I'm going to ask you. Their question that they ask every guest is, when or who was the first player that ever busted your ass in the NBA?
What? Dirk Nowitzki fucking barbecued me. You can't practice versus playing him. You can't like go guard somebody else, or you can't watch film. He's 7'7", legit, shoots different, moves different. It's crazy offense with other players. They move him all around. So it's not like you're going to get a steady diet of like a post up or a screen and roll, right? He's not like this. He's a Jazz player and just moves all around. You're going to get pull up threes. You're going to get post ups. You're going to get screen and rolls. You're going to, like, you just got to know how to guard every situation. So for me, who's used to guarding centers, like post up guys, he barbecued me and knew it and saw like my eyes was like, holy shit, what's next? He was like, give me the burger. Give me the burger. It just, I got a mouse on me. That's all I remember. It's like the ball coming out the net. Like, oh God, stop. No more, Mr. Nowitzki. No more.
So if you haven't caught on yet, we're going to use this episode to just tell stories, and it's all going to be about chanting. So I hope you're ready to be buckled up and ready. Do you ever remember busting someone's ass in the league? You ever have that moment?
Low key, this is going to sound bad. I fucked Kevin's whole team up. I think I had my career high in them. I think I had 9 threes on them. Kevin Love's Minnesota team. Listen, yucca, yucca, yucca.
Stop it. I cannot.
Come get it. If I make 2 or 3 shots, just know the mouthpiece is going. I'm talking shit to you, your mama, the crowd. Like, I assumed I was going to get 10 shots a game. If I make my first 3, listen, we good. I already got 9 points. We're good.
Hang on. Can we first talk about how you literally just said that your bust their ass moment in the NBA was on a whole team? Channing Frye.
Oh, the whole team. But see, that was no, because I've had 30 points in my rookie year, but I can't say I busted Detroit Pistons. They won that year. They were crazy good. I just got hot. Then I had 33 against Milwaukee, or 30 against Milwaukee. And that was more Andrew Bogut, because I thought I should have been the number one pick. It was weird. I shouldn't have been the number one pick, but just, you know, you got to psych yourself up. This was me understanding what I was supposed to do and said, yeah, I'm about to fuck y'all up.
He understood the assignment, folks. He understood it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So next, let's see. Oh, let's talk about this. I know you'll enjoy this one. Mystic Bummer 5 on Instagram. Thoughts on the natural wine movement?
Okay, I get it. I would say this. There are a small group of people who are really, really good. I think of them as NFTs, right? There's a very small group of people who are doing crazy, amazing things to push the culture. And then the rest of it is laziness. What is natural wine? Like, all our wines use native yeast. Oh, because we have sulfur in it? What is that? Like, certain people want that taste of wine after a few years. So for me, I get it. But like, the real ones can explain why they do it and their process, and they take care of it.
Fair.
The lazy ones are like, well, we just put it in a vat and leave it there and then put it in a bottle and charge you for it. That's laziness. That's not winemaking. That's juice bottling.
Yeah. Okay. Give us the latest on, I like that.
Yeah. But I've had plenty of good natty wines.
Yeah. Natty wines. I don't think of good really when good I ones. Think of natty, but I understand what you're saying. No,
Natty Lice used to slap in college. I'm going to tell you that. Race to a 30.
That was my first ever beer. Okay. So with that said, give us the latest on Chosen. What's going on with that?
Okay. So Chosen right now, we have Rosé coming out pretty soon. You know, obviously summertime is Chosé time. That's what we deemed our new Rosé is Chosé.
Oh, that's smart. Who came up with that?
We are scaling. We're going to start to do distribution, which is pretty big for our small company. We're trying to make packages for people. We have our 19 Pinot Noir Longolo Estate collaboration out, our 20 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. And then we have what I like to call the Daily Drinkers, the Chosen Family label and brand, which is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. But we have more things in coming. Starting a small wine brand during COVID and being the way it is, it's been pretty amazing. It's been tough, but like I get hyped up for it. I get hyped up for people to taste good wine and enjoy it. But yeah, we're going to start doing more events. We're going to start doing more things out in the world. Now it's sort of getting a little bit back to normal. I think we've only had three. So that's where we're at. We're good. And we're just like continue to support and, just be engaged with us. We want to talk and explain and help you learn. So even if you don't drink our stuff, you're drinking something that's worth your money and what you want.
And you, for a living, get to go wine tasting. That's what you do for a living. Yeah. Kudos to you. You figured it out.
Yes. All the time. I constantly wine taste.
Okay. Someone would like to know, where was this question? I loved it. Kenny City on Instagram would like to know, funniest NBA player you've ever played with.
Funniest what?
NBA player you've ever played with.
Oh, Kyle O'Quinn. Oh. Kyle O'Quinn or... Yeah, Kyle O'Quinn or Leandro Barbosa.
Oh.
We're the two funniest guys I've ever played with. Easily, easily. I think if people look back at the videos that Steve Nash was making where Leandro dressed up as Avatar and hid in the overhead compartment of the airplane was really
what?
What? Look at the old Steve Nash videos from the 2010 Suns. They're hilarious.
He hid in the overhead compartment?
Yes, it was funny. Dressed up as a full Avatar. What? It was great. It was great. Oh, my God.
Okay. TJ.Sanders on Instagram. What big superstar does Dallas need to win a title? Apparently, they're not okay with the one they have. By himself.
Yeah, but they only got one and a half, really. I like their team. Mm-hmm. To me... I just think they need somebody who's gritty. I mean, I can't say. I would say just a big man defender who's bouncy. I think that's the only thing that they need. It's just a bigger, taller guy defender. I think, obviously Dwight Powell does a good job, but they're just small. They're not very tall. They need some length, especially in the Western Conference where realistically you're going to have to play, LeBron and AD and Jokic and all these other taller guys and Kat. You're going to need somebody to match up with that.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Ari Massey 9, let's take it into keeping it here, but take it into a different conversation. What's your playoff prediction? And I'm going to say who's your finals matchup. I'm assuming that's what they're.
Suns and Milwaukee.
Again?
I don't think it's even close.
Again?
Dude, yeah. I mean, if you look at Giannis's, the problem is Giannis is so boring and Milwaukee is so boring because they're so good. Giannis is now shooting 41% from the mid-range, which is an absolute problem, right? Because let's say Giannis takes 20 shots. 10 of them are dunks. Let's say 12 of them are dunks.
Yeah.
Four of them are mid-range, and one of them, two of them might be threes. Plus what he's getting to the free throw line. So you can say the dunks. That's automatic 20 off rip. Now he's making one or two out of those mid-range post-ups. And then now he's making one of those threes. That's 35 points.
Yeah.
And how do you guard that? And then the Suns are too good. They're the deepest team I've seen in years, maybe almost ever. The people they have coming off the bench, I don't even know their dang names, go out there and get big wins versus big teams. And then you finally see how good Devin Booker is. And people want to argue with me that he is the best two-guard defender in the NBA. It's like not even close. Like, let's stop it. Devin Booker guards the best two-guard on the team. Now, mind you, Mikal Bridges should be defensive player of the year. But Devin Booker is the two-guard, the best two-guard defender in the NBA. And it's pretty wild.
How are you because I think people have their own take on defensive rating, offensive rating, right? Are you expecting and can you count on Booker to guard the opponent's best player? Like, is that how you're
without a doubt?
This?
Yeah.
You can rely on
it. So I would say somebody who's as go ahead.
No, you got it.
Somebody who is that offensively gifted, for them to have the stamina and the energy to defend the other team's best player is rare.
Yes.
Very, very rare.
Yes.
The Phoenix Suns do not have one hole in their defense. There's no one guy that you can say either comes off the bench or who starts that goes, yeah, he's not the best defender. Jay Crowder, elite defender.
Yep.
You know, Chris Paul, obviously.
Yep.
DeAndre Ayton, obviously. Mikal Bridges, crazy. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Devin Booker, and they were like, well, he doesn't defend. Now, that's a nasty defensive team. Now, that may help each one of them, but if there was a hole, it would be exposed.
Got it. Okay. So that's how but it's because he's a part of – it certainly helps to be a part of taking nothing away from
doubt.
Booker, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then the thing is like, if you know everyone's going to be on a string defensively, you could be more aggressive.
Yeah.
And you can make guys go to their second, third, fourth options. Right.
Yeah. I got you. What's up? With that said, we're going to take a pause for a second because guys, I do actually want to ask you about something that we have all been gifted and have been trying. And I'm a huge advocate of it. I actually wanted to take a couple weeks, love me some Jesus, a couple weeks before I actually gave my little assessment on it. Athletic Greens. We're all using it, right? Every morning.
You said pause. Wait, why are we pausing? Are we pausing
from the questions? And we're going to talk about Athletic Greens for a hot minute because it just reminded me when it comes to the energy in which we bring to the podcast. Every time I have been using Athletic Greens for the last couple of weeks, I know that you guys also have yours. Rich, you actually asked for more because you loved it so much.
Yeah, my shit's almost gone.
Oh, mine's definitely.
Yeah. Gone. Are we fans of it?
Can you drink too much of it? Like if I wanted to have it, like is it like, you know how like people like grab a soda, or grab a drink? Like, is it weird if I mix some of that shit in water and just like, this is what I'm going to drink with?
That's actually a really good question. I don't know.
You can never have too many greens.
That's a good question.
You're just more vegetarian than
counteracting,
anyone else.
Am I counteracting the half scoop when I drink it with Popeye's chicken? How does that work? Does it off balance the grease?
Okay. Well, first of all, if you're only doing a half scoop, it is a scoop a day. And I was going to say that you could drink too much. I feel like if you put more than a scoop of powder in 8 to 10 ounces, one big gulp, I feel like if you add more than that, it's a little probably much.
Oh, no. I'm just saying the frequency in which I can drink it. I've been very good about
drinking it,
but I'll drink a bunch of water with it first time. Like that'll be the first thing I put, like, you know, the first thing I have in the morning, especially when I'm working out. So I'll have that first. I actually Googled it and it said you should wait 30 minutes before you have like any coffee or anything. So I try and have that first thing and then I'll get my day going. Then I'll have like, you know, I like bulletproof coffees, ghee. Channing put me onto that shit one day. I'm like, Channing, what the fuck
is delicious.
This? So Channing put me onto that. It's delicious. The MCT oil, the bulletproof. So that's what I have. But that to me, that's how I've been starting my day as I'm trying to get my body back. Yeah, I was.
That's what
fat.
I was going to say. You guys are big. Oh, you guys are big on the workout game, even though post career.
Is Channing still?
Actually, yes. I've been doing intermittent fasting because Kevin's wedding is coming up in June. So I got to start now, give myself a little head start. So I don't really eat breakfast until after I do my workout, which is basically based on protein. And so when I drink my greens, It keeps me going through my workout and I feel good. Don't get lightheaded. And I can't show it to you too much. People, I just got tested from the NBA.
Are you still bulking?
Bulking season, Doug. It's spring.
Just in case anyone cares, Athletic Greens has over 75 vitamins and minerals that is good for immune support, gut health, clarity, brain fog. We've all been taking it. We all love it, which is why we are now able to kind of have the conversation. We support it. So to our listeners, we want you on board if you would like it. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free...
Now, Athletic Greens says it's pretty good, y'all.
Free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is head over to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin. Check it out. Kyle Mai, he wants to know if Channing and RJ still play the thong song on repeat in bars. Can you please give the story as to what that was for those who were just tuning in?
So we went to Columbus and I'm like, well, let's go to this best burger place in Columbus.
Preseason after they won a championship.
Preseason. Yeah. Right. So, you know, obviously
you couldn't tell these guys.
We had a few cervezas, you know, and I was like, you know, and Richard's like, I put on the thong song, joking around, right? Richard goes, watch this. Richard, I think, put in $20 and played the thong song for 45 minutes. For 45 fucking minutes. So we're in there eating this burger. Now, people saw us do this, not necessarily that long, but they saw us put the thong song on 2 or 3 times. So we're eating this burger, and now it's the thong song 5th time. Now you see people go like this. God damn it, not again. who's doing this? You know, they're getting all upset. Getting super upset. And so Richard and I are like, okay, we have to go. Get the burger. Get the check. Get the check. We have to go. So then everywhere we went, we started doing that more. And then people started like, do it to us when we would walk into a bar. They would play it and then blame it on us.
Stop it. I didn't know that part. Oh my God, that's yes. Incredible.
They'd be like, we got you guys. And then you'd be like, let me see which, hey, that Cisco album was great though, by the way.
Was. Keyword, was. Just Charles Allen, who is the best basketball player to come out of the Phoenix area? You can't
Sean Elliott. I mean, it's not Phoenix, it's Arizona. But the best Arizona player ever would be Sean Elliott or Mike Bibby, but I'm going to give it to Sean Elliott.
Hmm, interesting. Okay. Chris 11, Juarez, I apologize if I just butchered that. Who can drink more?
Juarez?
Who can drink, maybe, yeah. Who can drink more wine between you two? And I'm going to say you and me and not Richard and you, because Richard doesn't drink wine. I could probably drink you under the table, though.
What? Not a chance, Allie. I do this for a living.
I don't know, Channing. I've seen you.
Oh boy.
How about
but that
this
was Toledo. Plug. Y'all spiked my drinks.
Oh, can we tell that story? Can we please tell that story?
There was too much sugar in that rosé.
Channing, before his last season in Cleveland, which at the time we didn't realize was. So this was 2017, summer of 2017. He is in Cleveland, and it was the spring, so it was before season began. And I invited Channing and his friend DB to Toledo to do a Toledo tailgate with me, thinking like it would be really awesome because he could go to the tailgate parties and he could actually drink and hang, and it would be fun. And really, no one would recognize him, so it's no big deal, right? First of all, 6'9", 6'10" over here walking around on campus. It's really hard to hide. With that said, Channing didn't even make it past the first hour at the tailgate. He didn't make it past 8 o'clock.
No, I made it past the hour. I didn't make it to 8 o'clock.
You decided to play Thunderstruck, which I know many of our listeners know. Thunderstruck with Rosé. Like, what were you thinking?
Well, the problem was, here's what happened. And we call this lizard brain. I didn't eat breakfast. I had a little snack. We started drinking shots and this and that and this and that. And, you know, I get competitive juices. The adrenaline was running. You know, I wanted to show out for Toledo. And basically, you know, those like paper airplanes where you throw them up real high and they just go... That's what happened. The sugar caught up. I might be diabetic. I don't know. But yeah, your boy was asleep, but he crushed. DB, oh, my boy, my was God. Mad at me. He was like, fucking Chad. You know, listen, hey, I had a great time. The next day was awful, but the hangover, it wasn't my time. I don't know. I think it was natty wine I was drinking. It wasn't the best.
No, it was the...
It was very sugary.
It was the rosé wine I'm with totally the rose joking. On the bottle. Rose on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm totally... Allie, I'm totally joking. It was regular rosé. You're welcome. Yeah, your boy got lit. It was too much. I wasn't prepared. I should have Waffle House. I should have ate. I didn't need to do a workout before. I was already dehydrated.
A lot of excuses. Basically, Channing couldn't hang in Toledo. All right, we've got a couple more before we wrap this up. How about... Let's see. I'm just going to read these straight from here without really looking at it. Thomas Van Hout, 52. What's the one talent quality you like in the other road trippers that you would like to have? And what's the one thing you absolutely do not want?
I don't want Richard's face. I like Allie's organizational skills,
aww,
but don't want her temper.
I don't have a temper.
Oh. Allison.
First of all.
Certain things, Allie, certain things set you off.
When you don't show up on time, when you don't do the responsibility that is asked of you.
Totally.
All normal things.
Yeah, totally. Very, but still. Still, never still temper.
Never chanting. Oh, I like that.
Never.
All right. Patrick Brown, 70. What are your favorite restaurants in Cleveland? Maybe top places in other cities too, but mostly Cleveland. You've actually given this a couple times.
Il Leone, the pizza place, I think is the name of it. They sell Chosen there. Dante's Marble Room is amazing. The sushi place underneath Dante's is amazing. Dover Gardens makes a crazy good hamburger and chicken wings. And then... I was a big Cheesecake Factory guy there. No, that do not put me there with the Baker Mayfield thing. But I just was there for the miso salmon, brown rice, extra peas. That's it.
How about ZZ Top? ZZ Top's was good.
Oh, the chicken wings, the Parmesan Buffalo are the best.
Oh, my God. We love us some Cleveland. Okay. Someone, Tim Wiley, just give us one. A good college story from your Arizona days.
So, boy.
Make it interesting.
I'll tell you when I knew I was in trouble.
Oh, God.
I had never drank before in my life. I come on an unofficial visit. Richard picks me up. They give you a per diem in your wallet, and or they give it to you to eat. Richard goes, hey, let me get your per diem. We're going to go get Jack in a Box. So I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm so hungry. You know, what's up? Richard gets me a Jumbo Jack, which is a dollar, and then orders for the whole car with my money. So I'm like, damn, I ain't got no money to eat for the rest of the day. And you gave me one $1 Jumbo Jack. So we go out. We're like kicking it with Richard and Gilbert and Jason Gardner and Luke and Lauren Woods and all them. And, you know, college kids, there's all these super hot babes. And so I'm losing my mind, like, holy shit, this college is great. Which I end up finding out that those were just their friends. And they acted like they were like single girls ready to mingle, but they were just their best friends. All of them had boyfriends, but it was like a ploy to get me to come there. But here's what was cool. So I have a few beers. I thought it was nasty. And we go to the football game. And we go to the student section, but there's like a players, like a athlete section, a McHale section. And, you know, I'm not rated that high. I'm a junior, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they start chanting, you know, we want Channing. And Salim was there and another guy was there. And it was like, God, this feels great. So I'm hyped. We go out to a party afterwards at a ZBT party. And Laura Woods is like, hey, switch me jackets. Now, I don't know if he was just like, I have my green St. Mary's high school jacket on, you know, like a runner, whatever. So now I'm wearing a U of A runner and everyone thinks I'm like on the team. So they're handing me beers. And I'm like, this is the greatest night of my life. And proceed to get kind of lit up.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I get dropped off at like 3 a.m.
Right.
And what I forgot was I have to meet Coach O at 6:00 a.m. for breakfast before he goes to church. And my dad wakes me up and is like, holy shit. It was like, I'm glad you had a good night, but here we go. He like gets me, he puts me in the shower, cold shower, right? Oh. Mint tea, this, mints. He's like, dude, you smell like a beer. He's like, fix your eyes, all this kind of shit.
Fix your eyes.
So we go to breakfast, fix your eyes. So we go to breakfast, it works out. And, you know, obviously I end up going there, I stay 4 years, have a great time. But like, I remember being in the car and my dad was like, oh, you're definitely going there, aren't you? And I was like, yep. He was like, all right, well, we get home and you take a nap. You know, as we're driving back up to Phoenix, he's like, tell him. And I committed, I think, the next day.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
My junior year.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. Oh, I love that. All right, we're going to finish on this one because you kind of ruined my life with this to a certain degree, as I just sent you guys a picture message of something that I got on Instagram the other day. So I'll let you handle this one. Right. Ryan K.Photos wants to know, how ticklish are your feet, Allie? Channing?
Oh, dude.
We need to put this to bed.
I don't know how... Allie, I don't know how ticklish your feet are.
Obviously, I don't want you to answer the legitimate question. I need you to...
Oh, dude, Allie, I'm telling you, listen, guys, it's okay to like feet. Go to Allie, dude. Just go fund me. Allie will tickle her own feet.
Stop it.
For $1,000, Allie will paint her individual toes, whatever color you want, for $1,000. Just say it's road tripping.
I'm dead. I cannot. This was fun, Channing. Thank you for answering all the fan questions.
Great.
Obviously, they love it. We're going to do these episodes weekly. So be sure to continue to tune in to Road Trippin'. If you like what you're hearing, please leave a review, rate us, subscribe, etc. Again, you can call us. You can leave us a voicemail. We will play. We'll answer your questions. You know the number. It is 657-5-CALL-RT. That'll do it. That's Channing. I'm Allie for another edition of Road Trippin'.